Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Byron Yoder, a student teacher at Mid Prairie Community School District, about his experience last semester. How did it feel to be finally in the classroom? Because I know leading up to it, there's all these college classes, but getting into, you know, the field where you want to work and actually getting that experience, what was that like?
It was great to finally get in. With where I went to school, I went to William Penn University, and one thing that I loved about William Penn is that they actually get you in classrooms from the first semester. So I had been in some classrooms before, just 10-hour field experiences where I get in and I get to watch. And I had at least one of those for the first couple of years. And then the year leading up to my student teaching, those field experiences grew. And then I had to teach at least 2 to 5 lessons during that field experience. So that was nice how William Penn did it, where it kind of puts you in right away and then kind of grew on that. And then up until the end, it gets you ready for student teaching, where you are then completely in a classroom and it's throwing you out into the real world almost. And that was great. It's one of those where it's nice to finally get in and be like, okay, this is what I've been preparing for. This is what I've always wanted to do. And now I'm making sure this is it. And it just solidified that this is what I want to do. And it was such a great experience. And I am excited to get into the real thing and get paid for it now, because student teaching, unfortunately, you don't get paid for it. It's a full-time job without getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely. And being from Mid Prairie originally, what was it like to have that role now as the teacher in, you know, some of these classrooms and hallways that you walked as a student?
Yeah, definitely. It was different. None of these students were in high school when I went to high school, so it was a fresh set of kids, but a lot of the teachers were there. In fact, during my second 8 weeks, I was at the high school, and my cooperating teacher was a teacher that was teaching while I was there. I never had her personally as a teacher, which I feel like benefited me, because I had no preconceived notions on how she was going to do things. I didn't know how her classroom was run. It was different, and it was surprisingly a lot more different than I thought. It's one of those where you think you know everything when you're in high school. Especially you think you know everything about your high school, but then you go in and it's like, whoa, this different side of things. You see a lot more, you hear a lot more, and you just learn a lot more too. So it was very interesting to be on that side of things, but it was very beneficial as well. With the middle school, same thing there, but I didn't run into as many teachers that I had, because some of those teachers had left or retired. So there was fresh faces, and it felt more like a fresh experience and not really being back at a whole old high school. So that experience itself was a little bit more beneficial almost, but it was also beneficial in the fact of it kind of helped solidify where I wanted to be when I get a job, like which age level I wanted to teach at.
And have you decided what that age level is going to be?
I have. I have already accepted a position at Highland Community School District as a high school social studies teacher. So I will be at the high school level, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Speaking to something you had mentioned about finally getting that in-classroom experience, you know, you can learn as much as possible in these college classes, but what did you find you couldn't have gotten until you were actually in the classroom in terms of things you learned and things you started to realize?
When it comes to what they teach in those classes, first you get a lot of content knowledge, make sure you know the content. Then it's how to run your classroom using strategies. And then they talk a lot about classroom management and dealing with behaviors. They really nail that in you, but it's so hard to get the real feel of all that until you're in a classroom. And that's where I feel like I finally learned the most and honestly struggled with at first. But after dealing with it and learning how to cope with it for a while, I finally figured out how to really control classroom behaviors and classroom management through this student teaching. And that's where I feel student teaching is very beneficial, and it's something that you really can't learn in a classroom unless you actually are the teacher in a real classroom and not just a student in a classroom learning how to deal with it.
And when you start teaching full-time, do you have any plans to get involved with extracurriculars or coaching? Is that something on your radar?
Yeah, it definitely is. So I actually am an assistant coach for the Mid Prairie High School boys soccer team. I have been for the last 2 years, and I'm going to continue that position this year and for the foreseeable future as well. I've done this position while at college, so I had only been able to come back maybe some Fridays. Like, I wasn't full-time coaching really yet, but I was still involved and still helping out as much as possible. This will be my first year of being full-time assistant coach. I'll be at every practice from the beginning of the season. I'll be at every game while also juggling a full-time teaching position as well. So that'll be different, but I'm excited for that challenge too, because in the future, I would like to get maybe a head coaching position of some sort or another assistant coaching position, because I find extracurriculars very vital to students. I feel like it's very important.
And as we're approaching second semester, I know that there will definitely be student teachers who will be just getting started. Do you have any advice for student teachers for this upcoming semester, or just anyone who might be listening to this who's interested in getting involved in that profession?
Take risks. Especially if you're a student teacher and you're going into student teaching, this is your time to take risks. You have the support of a cooperating teacher to help you out. It's okay to make failures. I like to refrain from the word mistakes or failures. I like to interchange that with learning opportunities, because the truth is, if you make a mistake or anything, there's always something to learn from it. Whether it's a good or bad learning experience depends on the situation, but no matter what, you can learn from it. And that's what's important in life, is that you're always learning how to get better, learning how to treat kids better, whatever it is. So take risks. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. I did that in student teaching, and it was one of the best decisions I did, because I now have more tools in my toolbox when it comes to my strategies and activities for my classes.
That was Byron Yoder joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his experience student teaching in Mid Prairie Community School District. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.